April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. KUNR's Ember Braun reports on how one mobile unit service is working to help survivors in rural Nevada.
Nora Lusk is the co-founder of the Nevada Institute of Forensic Nursing and a sexual assault nurse examiner, or SANE. Lusk and her team provide forensic nursing care and exams for victims of sexual assault. These forensic sexual assault exams are also known as rape kits. The NVIFN team has an office in Elko, but they also operate out of a mobile unit, Lusk says.
As things kept rolling, we just saw the need for getting out and getting mobile, that it wasn't just Elko and our close surrounding areas. It's Ely, it's Winnemucca, it's Lovelock.
Survivors can call the hotline and they'll drive out to the requested location, typically in a team of three. This usually consists of a sexual assault nurse examiner, an advocate, and a forensic interviewer. Lusk says this service is essential because she has seen survivors who have to drive up to 4 hours to get to a hospital that can provide these examinations.
I mean, could you imagine being sexually assaulted and having to get in a car with a police officer and drive 4 hours just so that you can have someone collect the evidence and go through an entire exam from head to toe and then turn around and drive 4 hours home? That is a lot to ask.
Lusk says that these examinations generally take 2 to 4 hours to complete, and 24 to 48 hours later, they follow up with the patient and reach out with mental health resources. Lusk got the idea for this mobile unit working in the ER in Elko. The staff in the ER were unsure how to handle or conduct these exams.
And it just really drove home the disparities in lack of care. We weren't sure what we were supposed to be doing or how to conduct the exams.
After that, Lusk did SANE training and got her master's in forensic nursing. She says that every step of the exam involves communicating the process with the patient.
Just saying to them, I believe you. I believe this happened, and I'm so sorry that this happened to you. Let's try to get through this exam. I'm going to tell you everything before I do it, and I'm going to ask your permission.
But it isn't just the exam that the nurse is trained for. Advocates and even nurses will get subpoenaed in court to testify in the event that a survivor decides to report the assault. And that's why their mobile unit looks like a regular trailer. Lusk says this is to ensure safety and privacy for the patient, especially in a small rural community.
You see a trailer roll up and you see people walk into it, and if it has the name on the outside, everybody knows what they're doing in that trailer, and now everybody knows what's happened.
Lusk's sister-in-law, Cindy Milligan Lusk, is the co-founder and director of forensic interviewing for the team. She says it's essential to meet patients wherever they feel most comfortable.
We'll meet them wherever they want, you know. Sometimes we can meet them in a Walmart parking lot.
She says having a forensic interviewer on hand is a necessity so that patients can talk through the details of the assault. She says that they don't pressure patients to report the assault, but sit with them and talk through the process. They have a video recording system that can be used for testifying in court if the patient decides to report.
And that's huge for our children, huge for our adults as well, but when a kid has to face this perpetrator, it's super helpful for us to be able to do that for them.
The team started using the mobile unit last fall. Their next goal is to use Telesane. This would connect patients online with trained sexual assault nurse examiners. Ember Braun, KUNR News.